This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use could come as early as today. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted Thursday to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna, 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the agency could authorize the vaccine Friday. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has been given a COVID-19 shot in an event aimed at reassuring Americans that the vaccine is safe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After pushing up his sleeve in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building,
it is truly a medical miracle.
The vice president called it the beginning of the pandemic's end. Pence, his wife, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams all got the shot in a live TV event aimed at boosting confidence in the vaccine.
We have one, and perhaps within hours, two safe and effective coronavirus vaccines.
Referring to federal regulators who are expected to quickly sign off on Moderna's vaccine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovič said Friday he had tested positive for COVID-19 a week after he attended a European Union summit in Brussels. The summit is believed to be where French President Emmanuel Macron caught the virus, leading a host of European leaders and top French officials to rush into self-isolation. The government's press department told AFP Matovič had tested positive Thursday and had since canceled all of his events. If you'd like to know more about these or any of the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. The death toll from a bomb blast at a religious gathering Friday in eastern Afghanistan rose to 15, with all the victims children, officials said. The explosion took place in Ghazni province. Ghazni police confirmed the blast. Bulgaria said Friday another Russian diplomat would be expelled, the latest in several such cases, after prosecutors opened a probe against him for spying on U.S. troops in the EU member state. The foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, "The Republic of Bulgaria declared persona non grata a diplomat from the Russian embassy in Sofia and gave him 72 hours to leave the country due to activities incompatible with his diplomatic status," end quote. A citizen journalist detained in China after reporting from the COVID-19 ground zero of Wuhan faces trial later this month, her lawyer said Friday, as fears grow for her health. Zhang Zhan, a former lawyer, traveled to Wuhan in February and live-streamed her experiences on social media. She also wrote essays critical of the government's response. Her hearing will take place in a Shanghai court December 28th. British and EU negotiators plunged into the final hours of their scramble for a post-Brexit trade deal Friday, deeply divided on the highly charged issue of fishing rights. The UK will leave the EU single market in less than 2 weeks, and time has all but run out for any agreement to be approved in time to head off a severe economic shock. The European Parliament has demanded that it see the text of any accord by Sunday at the latest. The Associated Press has learned Iran has begun construction on a site at its underground nuclear facility at Fordo amid tensions with the U.S. over its atomic program. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Construction at the Fordo site began in late September. Satellite images obtained from Maxar Technologies by the AP show the construction taking place at a northwest corner of the site, near the holy Shiite city of Qom, just over 50 miles southwest of Tehran. While the purpose of the building remains unclear, any work at Fordo is likely to trigger new concerns in the waning days of the Trump administration before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Already, Iran is building another nuclear facility after a mysterious explosion in July there that Tehran described as a sabotage attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, has settled a claim against a news agency which took photographs of her and her young son Archie in a Canadian park, the High Court in London was told Friday. The former American television actress brought privacy and data protection claims against the Splash News and Picture Agency in March. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.